United States.
Arms to Israel. Bombs away. The Biden administration is trying to walk a fine line.
After failing for months to unite behind major legislation, Republicans in the House of Representatives have turned to an agenda better suited to their disposition, trolling Democrats with tough votes on divisive issues. And Republican leaders started with the starkest policy disagreement within the Democratic Party today. The Israel Security Assistance Support Act would stop Joe Biden from blocking military assistance to Israel. Republicans were aiming to bring it up for a vote no later than May 17th, and the White House quickly became worried that pro-Israel Democrats would defy the president. While Mr. Biden repeatedly has vowed ironclad support for Israel, he also imposed a pause on some munitions transfers earlier this month and threatened to withhold them entirely if Israel invades Rafah in southern Gaza. A State Department report published on May 10th criticized Israel's conduct, but did not trigger any policy changes. Has the White House's support for the Israel Defense Forces violated the law or administration guidelines? Would stopping aid have a material effect on IDF operations? A constellation of laws and policies ostensibly restricts how American arms can be used by allies. The 2023 Conventional Arms Transfer Policy states that the U.S. cannot send armaments if they are more likely than not to violate international human rights or humanitarian law. The Leahy Laws prohibit support for forces or units that commit a gross violation of human rights. They have been on the books for decades, but leave the term undefined. A provision of the Foreign Assistance Act also blocks military aid to a government that restricts U.S. humanitarian assistance. The State Department report declares it reasonable to assess that weapons used by Israel have been inconsistent with its human rights law obligations or other practices to reduce civilian harm. But it also concludes that Israel isn't blocking humanitarian aid within the meaning of the Foreign Assistance Act. The administration ducked all the hard questions, Chris Van Hollen, a Democratic senator from Maryland, said after the report appeared. They recognize how bad the situation is, but they don't want to have to take any action. Mr. Biden's critics call this an abdication of leadership, but the administration has legal flexibility. Making a determination in the absence of politics would still be hard. Israeli and American-made missiles and bombs are often mixed together in payloads, rendering it difficult to connect specific munitions to specific strikes. Casualty estimates from Gaza's Hamas-controlled health ministry don't distinguish between combatants and civilians, which makes it hard to know how the ratio between the two compares with similar military campaigns. Israel's targeting approach is more permissive than the one practiced by America in Iraq and Syria, but how to define a gross violation of human rights is open to debate. While legal constraints are unlikely to force Mr. Biden's hand, his administration has already paused the transfer of around 3,500 bombs to Israel. Holding back these weapons will have little effect on current operations in Gaza, even as Hamas fighters move back into parts of the territory previously cleared by Israeli forces, and Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, has yet to articulate a post-war plan. The real risk starts to accumulate up north, reckons Aaron McLean, a fellow at the Hudson Institute, a think tank. If things suddenly escalate with Hezbollah, that will be intense and require reserves of guided munitions, especially since the Lebanon-based Iranian proxy may possess as many as 200,000 rockets and missiles. Mr. Biden has felt rising heat from his left over conditions in Gaza, while casting doubt on continued American support has angered Republicans and some Democrats to his right. But no one is watching the president closer than Israelis themselves. Their military planners have to think about longer-term weapons supplies, says Martin Indyk at the Council on Foreign Relations, another think tank. They cannot afford a crisis in weapons supplies with the US, and I'm quite sure they're telling Netanyahu this.